When we hear the word discipleship, I fear that too many times we think it is another class that we teach or ministry that we provide for people to come and learn in the ways of Jesus. Although we can see that Jesus did speak to the multitudes, his real passion was personally investing himself by way of personal relationship in the 12 disciples. Discipleship is a journey to be traveled, not just another class or course to be taken. Effective discipleship doesn't just happen on its own. Jesus did say go, and that can be understood to mean as you go. That should not be taken haphazardly in the spirit or if or when I get around to it, but it must be intentional and be made a priority. We need to look for opportunities or even plan for a time to be a part of others' lives. Effective discipleship demands an openness and a transparency which includes vulnerability as we open our lives to others. It doesn't always look the same every time, so we need to be open to what God presents to us. My wife had a burden for a young man who was being criticized and being held at a distance by other believers because of the poor choices he was making in his life. At the prompting of God's Spirit, she sent him a letter knowing the risk of being misunderstood. In her letter, she did not condone his actions or condemn him as a person, but just expressed her love and concern for him. Months later, she received a call from this young man telling her that he had recommitted his life to Jesus, and he wanted her to know that she was among the first to hear the good news. Discipleship can be risky, and it comes with a cost, only I would rather look at it as an investment, a long-term investment that pays eternal dividends for our Master and our Savior. Jesus not only discipled those who came to him, but he also chose to meet people where they were. He met them at the tax collector's booth, their fishing boats. He even took notice of them under a shade tree. He met them in their homes for meals where he shared in the most practical things of everyday life. He shared in the celebrations of marriage, in the concerns of sickness and the sorrows of death. When they needed money to pay taxes, he told them to go fishing. As he journeyed with them, he was deliberate to sow the seeds of the kingdom of heaven by way of teaching and example. We live next door to residential adult care facilities. From time to time, we see the residents out on the back deck enjoying some fresh air. One lady in particular would always wave and smile if I were to go out our back door. One day, instead of the normal greeting, she called out, "I want to talk to you." I was a bit taken back by her request, but at that moment, the Holy Spirit prompted me to respond. She shared with me her struggle in having peace with the lifestyle that her grandson had chosen to live. After a time of listening to her and encouraging her in her response to her grandson and to God, I had prayer with her and returned to my house encouraged at the leading of God's Spirit. Several weeks later, I saw the caregiver of the home and I asked her about Nona. She responded that Nona had passed away a week earlier. I was stunned. 1 week to the day after her plea for a listening ear, she passed away. I realized that I had been privileged to be a part of God's ordained appointment. When God speaks, the time is right, and we need to be willing to respond to his voice. What if I had not responded to the voice of the lady, the voice of God? Making disciples was central to Jesus Christ's ministry here on this earth. I believe his example of discipleship that he used with his followers in the first century is a good example for his followers in the 21st century as well. As followers of him, we should find discipleship a privilege and a responsibility as we encourage others in their walk with their Lord and Savior. A 60-year-old man from our congregation had never been to seminary or a Bible college, but was a used car salesman and sold and installed window coverings. He was concerned about the salvation of a friend who was suffering from terminal cancer. Returning from seeing his friend one day, he was elated to tell me that his friend had prayed the sinner's prayer to receive salvation. Within several weeks, he was back saying that his friend wanted to be discipled in the ways of the Lord. He was apprehensive, saying, "I've never done this before." We encouraged him to just be himself and share with his friend about his own walk with the Lord. We also gave him first steps as curriculum to help him give him direction in his discipling. Several weeks later, he came back asking if he could have another book, as he had another friend who wanted to be discipled as well. To disciple, you don't need to have Christianity all figured out. Jesus just needs to be personal. The art of listening is an important aspect in discipleship and is a must to build a solid foundation of trust. This gift can be developed by any true believer and is not confined to a position or limited by age. A retired pastor I knew demonstrated the art of listening well and used his gift in meeting people at a comfortable place for them. He would go to the local membership store several times a week where he would buy a hot dog and a frozen mocha from the deli located near the exit of the store. Many people became familiar with his routine, and as they exited the store, they would stop at his table and say, "Hi," only to be invited to sit if they could spare a moment. This opened the door for him to offer words of encouragement and a listening ear to whatever God would lay upon his heart to share with the person that God had just brought to him. I personally benefited from this ministry of his, and many times we would disciple each other in the place that we dubbed as Cloy's office. Even in his twilight years, this man continued to be intentional with discipleship. Being intentional with discipleship goes beyond the temporal things of life and reaches to the spiritual issues of the heart. Jesus made obvious what his intent was as he discipled those around him. There may have been times that they did talk about the weather and other lighter matters, but he made sure that he got to their heart and the things that were important to them. He knew about their marriages and the kids, the in-laws, their jobs, their goals in life, and whatever else made them tick as individuals. Listening to the questions of his disciples was a great place to start, but Jesus not only heard their questions, but he helped them to realize that there were more important questions to ask than the ones that they were asking. Several years ago, I began to meet with a young man who was interested in being discipled. We met weekly at McDonald's at 5:45 in the morning so that he could be at work at 7. We were intentional with our time together and included a time of discussing scripture and other material that could aid in discipleship. After a period of time, we expanded and added several more men who were interested in joining us. Today, one man from that group is my co-pastor. Another man leads the men's ministry at our church. These men are also discipling other men God has brought to them, and some of their disciples have repeated that process as well. The art of discipleship is a cycle that repeats itself into a multiplication process, resulting and continuing into ongoing glorification of Jesus Christ and His church. We need to remember our main purpose of discipleship is to help a person grow into one who is always seeking to know God more intimately. This comes from deepening their knowledge from a biblical perspective of who God is. As our knowledge of God increases and our understanding and who He is expands, our love for Him will be strengthened and we will grow in our likeness of Him. When one grows in God's likeness, we will naturally display more of His character, which will influence our conduct to become more selfless like Jesus. True discipleship creates independence from others and causes us to become more dependent on God Himself. Discipleship is a journey into the heart of God, seeing Him for who He really is. It is a lifelong process of following Jesus and becoming more and more like Him in every detail of our life as a believer. We never reach the place that we do not have the need to disciple or be discipled. As believers, the call for discipleship is still as important in our generation as in any other time in history. We need to embrace this responsibility of helping others live a life of freedom and fulfillment. When you and I get excited about discipleship, it becomes contagious and others want to get involved as well. For me personally, discipleship turns my crank. It makes me want to get up in the morning. I get blessed as I disciple others and see their relationship grow with Jesus into something that is real and personal. So I ask, who is God leading you to disciple?